Now, the Audi Dublin International Film Festival is fast approaching, the 16th of February to be precise. And as part of the festival, there's the Audience Award, which is given to films voted by audiences as their favourite of the programme. And joining me now is the winner of last year's Audience Award, is film producer Rebecca O'Flanagan, who won for Viva. Hello, Rebecca, and you're very welcome along to We Love Movies.
Thanks very much for having me.
So, Rebecca, just for those that need a bit of reminding, can you just tell us a little bit about Viva and again, just how it managed to woo audiences last year?
Yes, Viva was a film that we had made the end of in November 2015 that we had filmed in Cuba, and it was an unusual one because it was written by Irish writer Mark O'Halloran, and it was directed by Irish director Paddy Branagh, and it was produced by Treasure, myself and Rob Walpole. But it was entirely set in Cuba in Spanish. So while we had always seen it very much as an Irish film, it was one that its own identity in the public, I suppose, was perhaps a little bit confused. But it was a film that we had, by the time we played it in Dublin, we'd played it in a few places around the world, and it had done very well. But because, you know, for us, it was bringing the film home. It was, you know, the Dublin Film Festival was very a very special screening for us. And, you know, we closed the festival last year, and, you know, it was electric in the room at the time. It, you know, the closing film plays in the Savoy One, and that's always a very special experience for any film. But so we were hopeful after our screening last year, but you never want to presume.
Well, to tell you something, bearing in mind the audience prize has been going for the last 10 years, and you're in good company, bearing in mind such films as Once and The Raid have scooped that award.
Absolutely.
So for those that would be interested, what happens then? You pick up the audience award this year, the Audience Award. Like, what happens then after that, Rebecca?
Yeah, I mean, really what it is, you know, the Audience Award is, and people will know it if they've been probably to any festival, is as the audience come out and people stand with big rubber boxes and people vote and you know, let us know what they think of the film. And really what it is, I suppose it's a badge of honour. I think when you're trying to sell, I mean, particularly for a film like Viva, which, you know, it doesn't have the machinery behind it of, you know, a studio or, you know, it doesn't have that kind of machinery behind it. So therefore, you know, you're looking for that kind of imprimatur that you can sell to the public. For them, I think the Audience Award is always the one that the public can go, oh, well, we can put trust in that. That's coming from the people, that's coming from the actual experience of having sit and watched the film in a cinema. So from that point of view, it's very valuable on a personal point of view. It's very valuable from a professional point of view in terms of the film's life and in how we can position it. And as I say, because that film was unusual just in terms of how it had come about, it was very important for us to be able to brand it in that way.
Well, just looking at your own filmography, Rebecca, like, you know, you've behind some films which have been really well received by critics. Good Vibrations, the Terry Dooley story, which is really well made, I have to say. It was really good. I know Mark Kermode over on BBC Radio 5, he absolutely loved and adored that movie. So you got some great...
He did. He had it as his film of the year 2 years in a row. He decided he was breaking the rules because he'd seen it first in a kind of pre-screening, and he chose it for film of the year, and then it was on public release the next year, so he just said, okay, I'm going to go for it twice.
But
so that was great fun.
Great when you get people like that supporting your film. And then you have The Stag, of course, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Which, you know, again, like, we don't see, I don't think, enough Irish comedies hitting the big screen, so to see one of this nature did very, very well. Now, your new film is called Handsome Devil, and this is going to be the closing film at this year's Audi Dublin International Film Festival. So if this is a Screen One jobby?
This is Savoy One again, and we're thrilled to be back there. We're the closing film for the third time in 4 years, so that's kind of been a good track record for us with Dublin. And Handsome Devil is from the same John co-wrote and directed The Stag, and he has written and directed this film, Handsome Devil, and it's a you know, it's a warm, funny drama. It's set in a boys' boarding school, and it's about the unlikely relationship between the star out half on the rugby team and the kind of arty outcast boy, and how they're both struggling with their ideas of their perceived identity and under pressure to conform to type. And it's, again, it was one that we played at the Toronto Film Festival in September, and we're again seeing, you know, is this going to be something that translates to an international audience? And it got a terrific response there. It kind of was reviewed fantastically well and, you know, broke out of the film trade press. It was picked by magazines like Vanity Fair as, you know, one to watch from the season, which is always kind of very difficult to make space for yourself in those big festivals. But again, we have yet to screen it in Ireland. So that's the big one for us. So we'll have that lovely big screening there on the 26th of February to close the festival.
Oh, that's fantastic news to hear, Rebecca. And look, you could be walking away with the Audience Award again if all goes according to plan. And just again on that, does that mean then you'll go on to the Berlin International Film Festival?
Yeah, so sorry, I meant to say that. But the other thing, apart from just, as I say, the prestige both personally and professionally in terms of winning it, what is a great part of the award is, and myself and Rob will head off next week, the Berlin Film Festival has just started, and we will go the end of next week. Audi, as part of the prize, are flying us over there, putting us up in a hotel much nicer than where we would usually stay when we go over for the Berlin Film Festival, and are really treating us to the kind of red carpet treatment for a couple of days. Will be fantastic. I mean, usually we go to the Berlin Film Festival quite regularly, but at a lot of these big festivals, there's kind of a film market, which is all the people like us, the producers, running around cap in hand, trying to meet sales agents and distributors and financiers. And we very rarely get near the glamour of the festival. But so for us, this is quite a unique experience now that we're being flown over in a way. The market side of the festival will be over at that stage. So it means we can really enjoy the festival. But at the same time, you know, we've already lined up certain business meetings and stuff to be done as well. So that's going to be a great experience.
Well, fair play, Rebecca. I'm delighted now that that's happening. You're getting the good old razzmatazz treatment there off the film festival. Fair play to you. And look, fingers crossed that Handsome Devil can do the business for you as well this year. Rebecca O'Flanagan, film producer of the likes of, as I mentioned, Handsome Devil and Viva, and of course The Stag too. Thank you so much for joining us on Spin.
Thanks very much for having me.